الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم والله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم My respected and honorable elders, my brothers, young friends and sisters listening at home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today inshallah we shall be reading 18th juz, and in the 18th juz you have a surah called Surah Nur, and it begins with the story of Aisha radiallahu anha. And we know the story where there was a slander put against her, na'udhu billah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to her rescue, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proved her innocence against the slander which was made against her. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent revelation and it became part of the Qur'an, and Allah ta'ala freed her from the slander and proved her innocence. It's a long story, and the hypocrites and the munafiqeen, they took opportunity of this and they spreaded that rumor like a wildfire in Medina. And, you know, sometimes without make an inquiry, like they say, you jump on the bandwagon. You jump on the bandwagon and you start to spread the rumors without any investigation. What is the reality? You just spread it. And unfortunately for many of us, that is what happens as well. Something reaches us. We shouldn't pass it on anyway. We shouldn't spread it anyway. We shouldn't spread anything, whether it is verbally or on social media. If you spread rumors on social media, that will count as backbiting and slander as well, remember. If you forward something to someone and it is not the truth, that means you are backbiting or you have committed an act of slander. So slander and backbiting is not just restricted to the tongue, you can do it over the social media or any other tools as well. One of the individuals who got caught up, who jumped on the bandwagon and started to spread the rumors against Aisha radiallahu anha, was an individual called Mistah ibn Uthatha. Mistah ibn Uthatha was the cousin nephew of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, which makes him the cousin of Aisha radiallahu anha as well. Anyway, when Abu Bakr found out, when Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu found out that my cousin nephew, Mr. Ibn Uthatha, who is poor, who is a muhajir, who is my cousin, who I have been helping financially, was part of those people who were spreading the rumors against my daughter, Abu Bakr Siddiq made a vow, he made a qasam, I will stop helping him now. I will stop financially assisting him. He made a vow, he took a qasam. After the whole incident was over, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down revelation, and part of the revelation was, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah says, do you not love and wish that Allah forgives you? In other words, this message was not just for Abu Bakr Siddiq, it's for everyone. When someone does wrong to us, and they sincerely are sorry, they have regret, they have remorse, and they come to us seeking for pardon, we shouldn't say, I will never forgive you until Day of Judgment. That shouldn't be our attitude. You know why, my dear brothers? I'll tell you why. Every single human being on the Day of Judgment will be in the most need of Allah's forgiveness and pardoning. Yes or no? And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us in a hadith that learn to forgive people so Allah can forgive you on the Day of Judgment as well. When this verse was revealed, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he forgave his cousin Mistah ibn Uthatha, and he didn't just forgive him, he started giving him financial assistance. And not just that, it is mentioned in some tafsir that he started giving him double financial assistance. So my dear brothers, when someone comes to us sincerely and asks for forgiveness, we should forgive and forget. Don't just forgive, forget as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help me, help you all, to inshallah act upon what has been said. Salatul Isha. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Inshallah, from tomorrow, Salatul Isha will be at 9:30. From tomorrow, Isha Salah will be at 9:30. Jazakallahu khairan.